28-year-old man has been charged in the recently highly publicized incident on Belmont Road. Prime Minister Mia Mottley today launching a state-of-the-art Caribbean regional logistics hub and center of excellence. The opposition Democratic Labour Party and Friends of Democracy seeking answers from Housing Minister Dwight Sutherland on recent statements. Guyanese are said to be elated with September's election date announcement, and later in sports, Hayley Matthews holds the key as the West Indies women wobble against England in England. This is the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. A 28-year-old man has been charged with inflicting bodily harm and robbing Jeffrey Barrow on Belmont Road on Thursday, May 15th. Jaquan Rashid Janiel Stout is currently awaiting committal before Magistrate Manila Rene in the District's A Magistrate's Court in Bridgetown. Barrow, a 65-year-old, was left shaken and traumatized after enduring a violent attack by a robber along Belmont Road, St. Michael. We'll have more as it comes to hand. Prime Minister Mia Mottley is currently delivering the feature address at the launch of the state-of-the-art Caribbean Regional Logistics Hub and Center of Excellence, an initiative seen as a game-changer in the region's fight against natural disasters. Launched in partnership with the United Nations World Food Programme, the hub is being established just days before the official start of the 2025 hurricane season. The center has been hailed as a critical tool to bolster emergency preparedness and response across the Caribbean, addressing long-standing gaps in supply chain infrastructure that were brutally exposed during the COVID-19 pandemic. The New National Party believes the Prime Minister has reneged on her campaign promise to set term limits for public officials when she announced she's seeking a third term as Prime Minister. Interim political leader Kemar Stewart weighed in on Mottley's announcement in St. Albans over the weekend.
The Prime Minister had a platform in 2018 speaking about term limits for Prime Ministers, and she was in favor of two terms. Now, of course, she would have broken the promise to the people of Barbados in terms of instituting term limits. We just had the Constitutional Review Committee, and that sort of thing, something based in there. Strategically, in Trinidad, when Dr. Keith Rowley stepped aside and appointed Mr. Stuart Young as his successor, CNN had a drubbing at the polls. So maybe the Prime Minister's avoiding such a similar situation in stepping away from the Barbados Labour Party's leadership at this time, because there has been clearly no identified successor who has the confidence to the public in order for her to step away both from leadership of the party and within her constituency as well.
That's interim political leader of the New National Party, Kemar Stewart. Minister of Housing and Lands, Dwight Sutherland, is being questioned by the opposition Democratic Labour Party and Friends of Democracy regarding recent statements on housing development. Senator Ryan Walters claims the Clifton Development St. Philip Project is a blatant misuse of public funds based on the cost overruns of $1.3 million. This after Minister Sutherland on Saturday hailed the project at the official opening ceremony.
We are happy for the 11 families who officially received homes in Clifton over the weekend. What is of great concern to us is that this project, like others done by this government, is a blatant mismanagement of public funds. Taxpayers have to foot a bill of $1.3 million in cost overruns for these 11 homes. The Auditor General report on the building programs of HOPE identify that those homes at Clifton were completed at a substantial loss, each home incurring a loss of $124,763.
Meanwhile, First Vice Chair of the Friends of Democracy, Ricardo Harrison, is questioning the minister on another housing matter.
Recently, the Minister of Housing, the Honorable Dwight Sutherland, delivered with much fanfare the building of some 1,600 houses in 3 years, a far cry from the promised 10,000 houses in 7 years since the government has been in office. We would like the minister to clearly identify where these houses are located and also provide Barbadians with a report on the failed Poolwoods housing development, the rusted materials at Six Rivers Industrial Complex, and can Minister Sutherland provide Barbadians with an update into the investigations with the failed HOPE project.
That's First Vice Chair of the Friends of Democracy, Ricardo Harrison, in the lunchtime edition. The Roe tennis community is mourning the sudden passing of 47-year-old Alexander Clark, who died following a motorcycle collision at Searles Christ Church on Friday. President of the Roe Tennis Association, Frederick Blunt, says he remembers Clark as a gifted, spirited player who brought both skill and energy to the court. He says he will be missed in every facet of Roe tennis.
I met him about 10 years ago when I first got involved in road tennis. And throughout watching him playing, he's a very disciplined player, very acrobatic on the field. So actually when he's on the court, you see he's actually dirty for balls and actually fall on the ground and stuff like that. As a person, he's very decent and he was a very genuine person. Up to a couple of weeks ago, he had a conversation relative to me assisting him with the regatta ring for St. Philip. We lived, but he wanted to do a road tennis tournament for St. Philip. And obviously we didn't get to finish the project. But I'm very and has hit the entire world tennis fraternity very hard because, as I said, he was a very decent person, very jovial and friendly, so we will miss him a lot.
That's President of the Road Tennis Association, Frederick Blunt, speaking about Alexander Cave, Barbados's sixth road fatality victim. Well, Guyanese appear to be generally satisfied with the call by President Dr. Irfan Ali that elections will be held on September 1st this year. Our correspondent, Indrajit Prasad, gives us an update from Georgetown.
I think majority of Guyanese are elated that a date has been announced. And what I know, being on the ground, is that supporters of the ruling party, that's the People's Progressive Party, Civic, they're happy, they're confident, and they're ready to go. So generally, I think that's what the Guyanese people are feeling. The general feeling in Guyana by majority is that we have a clean voters list. And GCOM is prepared, the People's Progressive Party, Civic, is prepared. It is left now for the opposition to prepare themselves.
Correspondent Indrajit Prasad. U.S. President Donald Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin had gone crazy by unleashing the largest aerial attack of the war on Ukraine and said he was weighing new sanctions on Moscow. Last night, Moscow launched a record number of drones at Ukraine, its Air Force says, while Russia reports it intercepted 96 Ukrainian drones.
Yeah, I'll give you an update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all, but we'll see what we're going to do.
That's U.S. President Donald Trump recapping the headlines. A 28-year-old man has been charged in the recently highly publicized incident on Belmont Road. Prime Minister Mia Motley today launching a state-of-the-art Caribbean regional logistics hub and center of excellence. The opposition Democratic Labour Party and Friends of Democracy seeking answers from Housing Minister Dwight Sutherland on recent statements. Guyanese said to be elated with September's election date announcement. And coming up in sports, Hayley Matthews holds the key as the West Indies women wobble against England. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson for Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.